Okay. And the reason we do all this is to show you the faithfulness of God, but to show you some, the Bible says, know the schemes of the enemy. The Bible says to know those schemes. Well, the Holy Spirit's the one who knows them, and he reveals them to us. Matthew 17:55, Lord, have mercy on my son. He is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falls into the fire and the water, and I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Okay, it's also this kid, the demon, is throwing this kid in the fire. This is a spirit of trying to kill this kid. This is a spirit of torment. This is constantly chasing this kid down to the place where he is a lunatic, to the place where he's losing his mind. This man's son is losing his mind because of tormenting demons. And the key is the disciples didn't know how to cure him, because there's nothing about curing here. It's about casting out. Okay, so tonight we're going to do something really simple. We're not going to renounce a lot of stuff. We're not going to do all that, okay? Tonight what we're going to do is we're going to cast out vexing spirits, okay? We're going to cast out spirits that vex. You need to repent of control. You need to see where you're taking on control to try to protect somebody, try to protect yourself is ridiculous, and you know that. And if the Lord chooses to take you deeper and show you where you did that and why, then praise God. He's doing it for a purpose. Just bring him into the situation. Yay. Everybody pretty much learns how to do that after a while. And then God will take you to the deeper place. But Jesus cast out vexing spirits. I think that might be fun. I'm in a demon casting out mood myself right now. Let's just do that. Let's just cast out. We have repented of control. We have repented of self-protection. There are tapes on it back there, and you can get a hold of those. And if we could have the worship team come and play devil casting out, devexing music, that would be really cool. Jordan. Lord Jesus, whoa, thank you. You are the protector. I only want you in control. I renounce the spirit of control, the false protector. Lord, your perfect love is going to cast out this fear. And I'm right here to receive it. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. He's the only one who can show me the perfected love of Christ. And I know he is, and he's going to. And I thank you that I'm working out my salvation with godly fear and trembling, not fear of the enemy, but the reverent revelation that my God is bigger than any devil, and he deserves all of my attention, and Satan deserves none of it. Whoa. And God, thank you in advance, in faith, that you're going to set me completely free. In Jesus' name. And I command every vexing demon, whoa, every plague and spirit of anxiety and anything else that was talked about tonight to come out of me in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Torment, it's over for you. I'm sending you to the pit to be tormented until the day of judgment. You guys torment each other. I'm asking that the demons that come out of everybody else, as they're all taken to the pit, torment the demons that come out of me. And let them just torment each other until they get the punishment of Satan on the day of judgment. Amen. Ha. Let them torment themselves.